Here is the news, first the headlines. Presiden Prabowo entrust infrastructure development to the private sector. Presiden Prabowo Subianto is optimistic 8% economic growth can be achieved. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the first news, where Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto entrusts infrastructure development to the private sector. This was conveyed at the National Consolidation Conference of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry in Jakarta on Thursday. The president hopes that the private sector will be more efficient, timely, and innovative, and encourage growth in all fields.
Makin saya mempelajari keadaan.
Especially in the field of infrastructure, we'll leave it to the private sector. The private sector is to play a more role. We hope they will be more efficient, timely, and innovative, and can create growth everywhere.
Bahkan mungkin melebihi 8% pertumbuhan.
President Prabowo emphasized that the government is not stopping infrastructure project, but rather giving a greater role to private sector to take over some of the projects. This is believed to accelerate the realization of development and take advantage of the advantages of the private sector in project management. He also said that the government will handle strategic core projects. Meanwhile, the projects that can be done by the private sector must be fully handed over to them. President Prabowo Subianto admitted that he is increasingly confident that Indonesia's economic growth target of 8% can be achieved after he studied the current condition of the national economy. Attending the National Conference of United Consolidation by the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry (KADIN) in Jakarta on Thursday, President Prabowo admitted that he felt this confidence even though he had only stepped on the third month since he was inaugurated as president.
Terutama di bidang infrastruktur ya, kita serahkan ke swasta.
The more I study the state of our economy, I feel more confident, I feel optimistic, I believe, I'm sure. We will reach, maybe even exceed 8% growth.
Inovatif dan bisa membawa pertumbuhan di mana-mana.
President Prabowo admitted that many people doubted that the target could be achieved within 5 years until 2029. However, after entering the government and being assisted by cabinet ministers, he is optimistic about the economic growth target. To achieve the target, President Prabowo reminded that economic management must be carried out efficiently based on logic and accurate calculation. He emphasized that waste and inefficient practices must be stopped. Coordinating Minister for Food, Zulkifli Hasan, expressed hope that the government's free nutritious meals program would improve the intellectual quotient of students. He noted in Makassar, South Sulawesi on Friday that President Prabowo Subianto envisions fulfilling the nutritional needs of Indonesian children so they can grow healthily and develop a strong physique. He elaborated that if Indonesian children could attain a high average of IQ, they have the potential to contribute to realizing Indonesia as a developed country in the future. The establishment of the Singapore-Johor Special Economic Zone in the Malacca Strait presents new opportunities for the development of Batam SEZ in the Riau Island, according to the Batam Authority, BP Batam. BP Batam's Public Relations Bureau head, Arya Stuti Sirait, stated in her written remarks on Friday that the Binational Special Economic Zone is pushing the Batam Authority to enhance its investment competitiveness through infrastructure development, policies and strategic collaboration with all parties. The government is committed to upgrading the quality of higher education services to produce exceptional talent capable of leading Indonesia into its golden era by 2045. This was stated by Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Satrio Brojonegoro. As cited in Jakarta on Friday, he emphasized that his side persists in its efforts to ensure that every university creates concrete, positive impacts on society, the nation, and the state. In this context, the minister called on all higher education institutions in the country to reevaluate their programs to align them to serve the interests of the people. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Anis Mata has described the ceasefire agreement reached between the Palestinian resistance group Hamas and Israel to end the war in Gaza as a victory for justice and humanity. He described the agreement as a pivotal step forward in Palestinian people's ongoing struggle for independence. He also emphasized Indonesia's support for the struggle for Palestinian independence as mandated in 1945 Constitution for building a world order based on independence, eternal peace, and social justice. The government decisions to ban imports of four food commodities was taken in light of a projected increase in productions this year. According to an official from the National Food Agency, Bappanas, Indra Wijayanto. The four commodities affected by this ban are rice, table salt, table sugar, and corn for livestock feed. Wijayanto stated, when contacted from in Jakarta on Friday, that the final rice stock for 2024 in the food balance projection was recorded at 8.1 million tons. These figures include the government rice reserve of around 2 million tons stored in warehouses of state-run logistics company. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Today's commentary is on micro, small, and medium enterprises help achieve 8% economic growth target. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's government is targeting economic growth of 8% in the 5 years of the administration. This target is expected to be achieved with the support of micro, small, and medium enterprises. According to the Minister of Micro, Small, and Medium Enterprises, Maman Abdurrahman, growing micro, small, and medium enterprises can help achieve the economic growth target set by the president. Minister Maman Abdurrahman even described micro, small, and medium enterprises entrepreneurs as small candles lit in every corner of the country. According to him, small candles with large lights are a cosmological representation of micro, small, and medium enterprises, which, although small in scale, have a significant role and impact on the Indonesian economy. The minister also emphasized that the current task is to create a network of light that ignites hope, creates innovation, and keeps the wheels of the economy turning. To strengthen the network and increase connectivity between business actors in the sector with large businesses, the government plans to form a holding company or parent company for micro, small, and medium enterprises, namely large business actors. Through this method, it is hoped that the number of micro, small, and medium enterprises businesses that become partners of large business actors will increase, because currently the partnership between the two is only around 7% of the total micro, small, and medium enterprises actors, which reaches tens of millions. In addition to having large business partners, it is hoped that micro, small, and medium enterprises actors can also play a role and be actively involved in the supply chain. The quality of their production in Indonesia is also expected to be better because micro, small, and medium enterprises actors will also get certification so that quality can be maintained. With maintained quality and active marketing, it is not impossible that micro, small, and medium enterprises will make a significant contribution to achieving the economic growth target of 8%. That was commentary.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.